A day after three actresses from the 2014 Rocky Horror Show accused Craig McLaughlin of sexual misconduct, at least two more people have contacted police. The three actresses had alleged he inappropriately touched them or showed aggression towards them during the 2014 tour, claims Mr. McLaughlin has denied as utterly and entirely false. Victoria Police have confirmed they're investigating claims of sexual offences from two of the women. The latest development comes as the producers of the 2018 Rocky Horror Show have announced the 52-year-old will not continue in his role as Dr. Frankenfurter. The show's production company, the Gordon Frost Organization, has released a statement saying the company was shocked to learn of the allegations.
In response, we have spoken to Craig and have mutually agreed that it is not appropriate for him to continue in the current production of the show. We will be conducting a full internal investigation and will cooperate fully with authorities.
December Media, the makers of the Dr. Blake mysteries set for the Seven Network, have also said they will temporarily suspend production of that series while police investigate. Mr. McLaughlin is the star of the show. Meanwhile, on the international stage, celebrities at the Golden Globe Awards have celebrated the courage of women sharing their stories of sexual harassment in Hollywood. Many of the award winners used their acceptance speeches to advocate for female empowerment and assure women their stories will be heard. United States actress Reese Witherspoon, an ambassador for the movement known as Time's Up, was one.
People out there who are feeling silenced by harassment, discrimination, abuse, time is up. We see you, we hear you, and we will tell your stories.
Another U.S. actress, Laura Dern, used her acceptance speech to call for support for victims of harassment.
Many of us were taught not to tattle. It was a culture of silencing, and that was normalized. I urge all of us to not only support survivors and bystanders who are brave enough to tell their truth, but to promote restorative justice. May we also please protect and employ them.
Australian actress Nicole Kidman called on the entertainment industry to use its influence to elicit change.
I do believe and I hope we can elicit change through the stories we tell and the way we tell them. Let's keep the conversation alive. Let's do it.
But US television star Oprah Winfrey's impassioned speech after becoming the first black woman to receive a Golden Globe for Lifetime Achievement has become the focal point.
I want all the girls watching here and now to know that a new day is on the horizon. And when that new day finally dawns, it will be because of a lot of magnificent women, many of whom are right here in this room tonight, and some pretty phenomenal men fighting hard to make sure that they become the leaders who take us to the time when nobody ever has to say me too again.
The speech has prompted calls for Oprah Winfrey to run for president of the United States in 2020. Tweets with the hashtags Oprah for President and Oprah 2020 flooded Twitter. Tennis star and activist Billie Jean King told CNN Ms. Winfrey is the perfect candidate to run for president.
I hope she does. I'm praying that she'll run for president because nowadays it seems like you have to have a lot of media behind you through the years, like President Trump, and that really helps the people to know you and who you are, and I think it helps get elected. So Oprah's in a perfect position to be running for president of the United States of America.
The former daytime television host and media mogul is yet to publicly rule out the idea. Michelle Rimmer, SBS World News.